Mr. Rodriguez, Rodriguez, Evaristo, Evaristo, 10-26-61, 64-year-old gentleman.
Oh, he just had a birthday.
64-year-old gentleman comes in today for, number one, increased blood pressure. He's gained 20 pounds. His surgery was last year. And since then, he's been using a walker. He's now having some left leg pain, which is worse than it was, which is not as bad as it was since surgery, but definitely has gotten worse after his surgery period. He has a lawn crew and still works with him, but he tries not to get too involved and has not had any recent injuries, period. Because of his weight gain, his blood pressure has been elevated. His blood pressure at home has been 170 over 102, 146 over 93, 142 over 87. Today's 152 over 87, period. At one time, he was on low-dose lisinopril, but it caused his blood pressure to go down too low, period. Medication, he's taking Celebrex once a day. He's off the rest of his medication, but he definitely needs them because he's living in pain. Surgery, he's had a T10, T11 laminectomy, medical problems, hypertension, increased weight, neuropathy. He has bounding pulses, so I don't believe he has intermittent claudication. It all appears to be neurological in order. Allergy, none. COVID immunizations up to date. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He has four children. He's married. Family history, mother, mom and dad died of old age. Review of system, left leg pain, increased weight, blood pressure increase. No chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, medicine, seizure, convulsion reported. Maintenance, he needs a Cologuard, which will be done today. He also is having blood work done today. 193 pounds, 97.9, 98%, 18, 57, 152 over 87. Heart positive, small positive versus 2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck sure, JVD, skin shows no rash. Once again, beautiful bounding pulses, lower extremity. Number one, hypertension, lisinopril, 10 milligram once a day. Number two, check blood pressure for low blood pressure reading. Number three, no evidence of renal vascular hypertension. Number four, liver slightly fatty. Number five, check blood work. Number six, low back pain with left leg pain. Does not appear to be intermittent claudication / vascular, most likely neurological claudication. Next number, Adlerica 50 BID with great results in the past. Tramadol 50 milligram every 8 hours, PRN for pain. Next number, Toradol 60 milligram now. Next number is Medrol dose spike. Next number is he taking Celebrex, but increase it to twice a day. Next number, evidence of fatty liver once again. Next number, check blood pressure at home. Next number, we'll call patient with the blood work. Next number, at one time he was on Flomax for his prostate. He's not taking that at this time. Next number, has seen a nephrologist in the past and was scheduled for a biopsy, but he never had the biopsy done. Next number, mild PVD in the lower extremity. Next number, his pain has always been in the left side. Next number, history of spinal stenosis, status post laminectomy. Next number, mild radiculopathy. Next number, findings discussed with patient and Patty, his daughter. One second. So patient, nephrologist wants to hold off on any further biopsies or anything at this time regarding the history of nephrotic syndrome. Also, he did get a prescription for Flomax, but he never took it, so he's not taking it now. Also, let's on a separate sheet of paper do a medication list for him. Allergy none, then Lyrica, 50 BID, Tramadol, 50 Q8 PRN, Lisinopril, 10 milligrams starting today, Celebrex, 200 milligrams. Twice a day, next number, short course of Medrol dose pack at this time. And we'll see what the blood work shows. I mean, those are the medications on a separate sheet of paper. Thank you.